So, okay, I got my second dose of COVID Kevlar last week. A Pfizer vaccine, probably chock full of microtransmitters Bill Gates snuck in there to track my every move. Information he could have just asked me to give him. Not too much variation. I'm now bulletproof, at least for infection from the coronavirus. Maybe not for autism, future cancers, third limbs trying to grow, and possible susceptibility to QAnon conspiracy theories. My voluntary lockdown is over. I even think my sense of humor is coming back, or at least mutating. It's been a little more than a year since pandemic paranoia swept most of the world and maybe half of this country of contrarians, disbelievers, Trumpists, and other kooks and ninnies. When I mentioned to a neighbor, one who'd actually contracted COVID, that over 500,000 of us had died in this land of the free thinkers, he told me no, they died all right, but probably from underlying causes. If you want to debate this kind of logic, be my guest. But me, not so much. I'm vaccinated, did I mention? And folks who think COVID or Ebola or polio or wasting brain disease are phony, well, skip the vaccine and take their chances. I'm on their side now. A few less of these maskless conspiracy theorists is okay by me now that I'm officially immune. Oh, sure, the virus will probably mutate and we'll need booster shots for the variants. But eventually the variant viruses would whittle down the non-believers. I'd call it Darwinism, but that's just going to invite more hostility and resistance toward us folks who wore masks and got vaccinated and locked down during the plague of 2020. Let's call it instead an upward intelligence trend. The smart survive. Maybe it was an underlying condition, too.